Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 118.
That's right.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm not sick anymore.
Screw you, I'm still a little sick.
It's this damn weather.
No.
Yeah.
Just, weather doesn't make people sick.
Well,
like cold temperatures
when
itself.
Your resistance is low and you go out.
Nah, it's just because people are inside more. Who cares? I'm still sick and you're not, so shut up. Get sick. Take that, you bastard.
Nah.
Hey, speaking of cold weather and everything, everybody probably already noticed it's holiday decoration on the website time.
It was time.
Yep. December 1st.
It was 1st, December. It went up. Yeah. Yep.
All new logo, all new header, all new stuff still coming down the pipe whenever I get to it because I got a life.
Yeah, yeah.
But having said that, we're going to talk about some other things like doom and gloom. The Camaro is going to be, what, 200,000 days away now?
Oh, yeah, something like
something
that.
Something like that. So, well, we're going to read, word for word what Scott Settlemyer said in reaction to what Left Lane News posted. We're going to be talking about some Camaro in the video gaming industry. And magazines, and maybe talk a little bit about some cold medication that I took over the weekend. So that's it.
Oh, man. Well, you get to get the hell out of here soon.
Oh, that's right. We are recording this early because not that the listeners know any different,
yeah.
But because I'm going to be in PRI.
In Orlando, Florida?
Yeah, it's a drag, huh?
Oh, man. I would die to have some weather like that right now. It's going to be in the 80s.
Oh, there. Man.
We're going to be struggling to get to like 30 here.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bastard. Yep. Bring some sunshine back for me.
Blow sunshine right out my ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to be meeting up with Nitro Dave from Nitro Dave's Nitrous Outlet as far as
nice.
I know for dinner. Yeah, he's a good guy, man. I love talking to that guy. He's awesome. He's a good sponsor, too. If you guys need Nitro stuff, Nitro Dave's NitrousOutlet.com is what it is. NitrousOutlet.com. www.nitrousoutlet.com. All right, let's talk about this thing.
Okay, what thing are we doing to
talk
about first?
Left Lane News, there's been a lot of doom and gloom lately. And Left Lane News just added the cherry onto the big cup of crap.
Yeah.
Says that Camaro production to begin in February of 2009, not in fall of 2008, like we've been told about.
Right. I was reading that. I was kind of like, that's news to me.
Yeah, well, it may not necessarily be inaccurate, but then again, it's not any different than what we've already been told. The problem is that not only is there misinformation out there, but there's also mass assumption. It's easy to read between the lines and make the vague references that we have available to us seem truthful. It's easy to bend some of the words to make it the way we want to hear it. So
spin it any way you want.
Right, to make it good for us. Oh, well, if production is going to start in the fall, that means that I'll be able to buy it. Well, you know, Settlemyer said first quarter. Nobody said January. Nobody said February. First quarter.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody started saying January. You know, and even us. You know, it's easy to lose sight of the facts because we want
so bad
to have this happen. Yeah. Well, I fired a message to Scott Settlemyer, and I said you might want to jump in there and just set this straight because this is a big deal right here because people are getting tired of waiting.
Right.
And it's understandable. Here's what he said, and I'm going to read this whole thing because I want to verbalize this. I want everybody to read it the way I feel it should be said verbally and not when people read it and decipher what they want to out of it. So here we go. Scott Settlemyer said, I have not read through this entire thread, but here's my perspective. I will not get into a discussion about alleged dates. Frankly, there are so many falsehoods and half-truths about the Camaro that it's hard for me to keep track. And no, I can't tell you everything you want to know about the car, although I wish I could. We have, all along, said that we will go into production in the last quarter of 2008, and cars will be in the dealerships in the first quarter of 2009. That has not changed. I will not tell you when the first car comes off the line at this point in time, nor will I tell you when regular production starts for two reasons. One, it's confidential, and I like my job, and I won't lose it because someone demands to know info that is confidential. Two, it could change, and that could include moving it up or back. Now, I understand the passion behind the Camaro. When people get mad and post stuff on this and other sites that could be misconstrued as mean-spirited or angry, I suspect that 99% of the time, it's the passion glowing through the words, and that's a good thing. Although I will continue to ask people to remain civil and polite, there's no need for name-calling and ill will. I ask you to consider this. knowing our financial position over the past couple of years, wouldn't we all agree that it would be in GM's best interests if we could be building the Camaro today? Of course it would. It would certainly help the bottom line. But the Camaro is going to be built off a brand new architecture. We are not using a years-old architecture, as some of our competitors are going to do. Of course, he's referencing the Challenger.
Of course.
That means it will take time to design, engineer, and build you a quality product. None of us, that's you and me, want a Camaro that doesn't have world-class quality. It takes time to get it right, especially with a car that will carry such an important nameplate, the Camaro. The Camaro program was approved in August of 2006, and many of our employees were deployed to Melbourne, Australia to commence working on this exciting car. Chris, you and I were there, and we talked to some guys before they hopped on the plane, basically.
Yeah.
Awesome guys, awesome team. I got to throw that in there. Scott continues, if we start to build cars in the fourth quarter of 2008, that will be 26 months, according to my abacus. Is that how you say that? Abacus?
Abacus.
Abacus. Thank you. I suck at math. He continues, the original Camaro, launched in September 1966, took longer to bring to market, and let's face it, it was easier to design and build cars back then. So we're moving forward at a fast pace to bring you the new Camaro. Yes, we, that's you and me, would like to have the cars in our driveways now, but please have patience. It will be well worth the wait, in my humble opinion. I will also cost it. Damn cold. Excuse me. I will also caution you that we will not have one Camaro in dealerships for everyone that wants one right away. It's simply impossible to have that number of cars available for the pent-up demand that we anticipate. We will start building them slowly so that the first cars are just as good as the ones 2 years later. I love that line. That's so important.
Yep.
He continues, there's simply no way to start building a new car, even in an existing plant, at regular line speed and hope to have the cars show great quality. We will lose some customers to other manufacturers, undoubtedly, and we don't like it, but it's simply a fact of life. We do hope that they'll be back. Will you be able to buy a new Camaro for $200 over invoice? No, of course not, unless the car completely flops, and we have no intention of allowing that to happen. And frankly, with the buzz it's created, I don't see that happening. Now, I hope I've given you all some perspective. It will be worth the wait.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's what's great about
Scott. I don't have a problem with the timeline. I don't read anything more or less into it. I think that's we got the facts right from the horse's mouth. It speaks for itself.
I ask this of all our listeners and our board members out there. Would you want the folks on the Camaro team to go, well, they want it sooner, let's crank up the pace. If it's a shitty car, so what? They want it. Give them a shitty car. Or, hey, we're not going to ruin this. We're going to get it out as soon as we can, but not any sooner than it has to be in order to keep it right. Okay, so it's going to be a couple months later than what people were assuming. Big deal. It's going to be a world-class car.
Yep.
This is a very, very, very important post. I think it's the most important post that Scott's made in a long time. Because that says it all. So, come on. Let's not, you know, we already had guys in the thread jumping ship. Screw it, I can't wait anymore. I'm going to buy a used Corvette. That's cool. I'm all about that. But, you know, it'd be nice if they were building the Camaro off a Cavalier platform now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because that's what somebody else is doing. Close enough, right?
Yeah, well, pretty much.
I guess it'd be an old Impala platform or something, some front-wheel drive. Yeah. I got no problems. I got no worries. It's no big deal. We've waited this long. It's been 5 freaking years. What's another couple months?
Yeah. No big deal.
Everybody shut up. Now I'm pissed off. There you have it. This is, of course,
information for the week.
Right, yeah.
We'll post the link to the thread in the show notes as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's in the fifth gen section. Just real quick, some Camaro diecast news. We're like a couple of weeks away from them shipping out. Today I did get 8 cases of the regular production convertibles.
They look beautiful.
Which I gave you a set
for
all your help and support.
Nice.
And of course, you know, you're the other half. they're awesome looking. And there's still some left. Just grab them at cz28store.com. I got a couple of different packages. You know the drill. Let's get on with the other good stuff.
You know, if people aren't posting in that thread about the post that Scott had made and they want to call in, how can they do that?
Oh, yeah. If they want to talk to us, they give us their opinion.
Yeah.
Easy enough.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
It's just that easy. We don't have any more voicemails this week either.
The hell's wrong with you people?
I know. I don't know, man. I don't know. Could they understand us last week when we were sick?
Maybe they were afraid of getting sick.
Maybe Bear's drunk again?
he's about ready to jump ship, too. He needs to drink more
too
now.
Funny.
First, he's drinking too much. Now he needs to drink more.
Yeah. So this past weekend, I decided to take a trip over to Barnes & Noble's.
Okay.
Because remember last week we had mentioned that we were in a magazine, Chevy High Performance.
Super Chevy.
Chevy High Performance.
Yeah, and Super Chevy.
And Super Chevy.
Yep.
And
GM High Tech.
GM High Tech with the calendar.
Yeah, on the new
so I went out to go look for those. I found the GM High Tech, and that was it. They were out of Super Chevy and Chevy High Tech.
Yeah, that's good.
I did find Camaro Performers, though. They
had
one issue left of Camaro Performers. And they had an interesting article about finding a Camaro online. And we were referenced in the article as a good spot to look for a Camaro.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good to hear.
So I thought I'd just throw that out.
Yeah. I got something I want to throw out, too.
Okay.
I had to close a thread in the for sale section that was started by somebody in 2004. And they were banned for not being truthful. That's not to use the word scamming, which is what they were doing. But and people... More than half the thread were people saying, look out for this guy, I've been scammed. And then just recently, somebody posted, hey, do you still have the stereo for sale or something like that? He was banned. The thread said he was banned. Every other post was, yeah, this guy's screwing everybody, let's get together and, you know, get rid of him. And that there's still people saying, hey, how much for this? The thread was started in 2004. I had to close it by saying, this is crazy. You guys really got to pay, you know, before you research the part, research the seller. Since we're mentioning Camaro Performers, I just wanted to throw that out there that we got 99.9% of the guys on our board are great guys to deal with.
Right.
We do have a buyer-seller feedback section that we expect people to use truthfully and honestly and fairly. But it's not a fail-safe.
Right.
Always research yourself.
It's always a buyer beware policy, too.
Yep.
And we've got that spelled out right in a sticky post at the top of the forum.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you read through that.
Yeah.
Research the buyer. Can't say that enough.
We can't vouch for anybody.
Right. Personally.
Yeah. And we can't look into things because we get these emails. Hey, make him give me my money. How can I make him? Here's right. an email. Hey, buddy, give him his money back, a-hole. Oh, okay, shit. You know, Jason has told me to give it. Hell, if he's a scammer, he's never going to give it back. So that's why you got to protect yourself before, not afterwards.
Right.
I just wanted to toss. That's not even scripted. I just want to toss that out there.
Cool.
What else is going on with Camaro in the media?
Well, I see the fifth gen is rumored to be placed in a Forza 2 pack.
If that's true,
that will be badass.
It's about damn time.
Badass.
If it's not true, then they're stupid at turning.
I know. You know, I haven't even touched that game in a few months.
What happened to that?
I don't know. It seemed like it was really high,
and
then
bang,
it just
done.
Disappeared.
Yeah, I stopped playing it.
And I've just been playing Guitar Hero forever now.
I've been hooked on Orange Box myself.
Oh, okay.
I love that. I never played Half-Life 2 before. I just bought Orange Box because everybody said it was good. Awesome, awesome game. But I think the problem with Forza is that the novelty wore off very, very quickly. The features were cool. The car designing was cool. But then once it's done, it's kind of done. There's no... it's fun, but the fun factor fades off, and then the technical factor picks up.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, as far as gaming, well, you know... That kind of thing is for certain people. I think that might be why I lost a little bit of interest. I'll pick it up later on, but just it hasn't been on my top 10 list lately. However,
if they put a fifth gen in?
Well, of course, you know. Yeah, and I'll be out of town, so I can't download it. So I'm going to have to call you and see if it's in the update.
Oh, I'll be all over that.
It'll make it fun again,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think we're going to have a bunch more guys in the lounge customizing their cars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We had a lot of
There'll
cool
There'll be a CamaroZ28.com customized fifth gen.
Damn straight.
In Forza. Yep, definitely.
Damn straight.
And there's another game coming out called Grid.
Yeah.
There's screenshots of it with a fifth gen in it.
And if I was reading correctly, the company that's making it is the same company behind the racing, the rally-type racing game called Dirt, which I guess got great reviews.
Okay.
Not exactly as high on the list as for sales and hype as what Forza was, but the game, GameSpot and everything, the reviews on that game were pretty good, if I remember correctly. They're making it, and they're saying they're bringing the fun back into racing games.
Hmm.
So I think it's going to be less technical and more arcade, and I'm all about that too.
Sure,
we're going to have the best of both worlds of that if that happens. The screenshot looks good too. What other cars
great.
Were in the screenshot?
Oh God, I can't remember. Was there a Mustang in there?
It's hard to tell from the screenshot.
Yeah,
because it's kind of small. Somebody in the thread in the of course fifth gen section mentioned that they think it might be one of the GT500. like there's a race version, like a concept or a prototype that they built, and it might be that. But it's plowing into what?
I don't know.
It's a Challenger that they're the Mustang is plowing into in the picture, or if it is a Mustang, but it's definitely a Challenger taillights, a new style Challenger too.
See, if they make the game more like Test Drive. You know how we play Test Drive online?
Yeah.
I think that's cool. I think that's fun.
Pretty basic, you know, just kind of
arcade
cruise around.
Style, you know?
God, Test Drive, man. I wasted days on that.
Yeah.
So, you know what? And this is good that we're seeing the Camaro more and more and more.
Right.
Getting involved in the media. You know, the Transformers movie was just a start.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with my brother last Friday, and he's like, so when's the new Camaro coming out? I said, you know, 09, it'll be out in 09. Well, why are they showing commercials for it already? I said, commercials? He's like, yeah, they're already showing commercials for it. None that I know of. He swears up and down they're showing commercials for the 09 Camaro, or, you know, 10 Camaro.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know where he's getting that from.
Your brother smoked pot?
No.
No.
I don't know. I don't know where he saw that. I said, I didn't see a commercial for Transformers or something, did you?
What about your mom, since she's listening? Does she smoke pot?
No.
Did she smoke pot when she was pregnant with your brother?
Doubt it.
Because I think he's on pot or crack.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it Danny?
It was Danny.
Danny, if you're listening, you're on pot or crack.
Speaking of crack, didn't you try something called Buckley's?
Oh, yeah. I posted this
for
in the
your
lounge.
Cough?
Yeah.
If you're Canadian listening, then you already know what Buckley's is.
Yeah. Their slogan since 1986 has been something along the lines of, it tastes awful and it works.
Yeah.
I figured I want to get rid of this cold, and if it tastes bad, it's got to work. Oh, yeah, I think it works. And, oh, yeah, I think it tastes terrible.
I like their commercials.
Oh, God.
Here's a cup of Buckley's, and here's a cup of locker room sweat. Let's try this. Tastes the same.
It tastes like Vicks VapoRub mixed with oil or in Christmas trees. You blend.
I don't know.
Maybe the Willet blend guy needs to get a Christmas tree,
yeah,
a can of Vicks VapoRub, and a can of 40 weight motor oil, and blend it all together, and bam, Buckley's. Hey, you know what, though? It made me feel better. Whether or not it was placebo or not, man, something that tastes that bad has got to work good. That's
No, thank you.
I can't get my wife to try it. I gave some to my son, and well, he couldn't run to the sink to spit it out fast enough. I must be a real man, because I powered it down. I drink and I eat. I put ketchup and mustard on. I eat the shit. All right.
All righty.
We out of time?
We're out.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
We're out of here.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.